Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Before Wednesday's show, I Googled the following question on my computer. Who is the best table tennis player in Africa? And the answer that came back was Aruna Quadri, a 32-year-old player from Oyo State, Nigeria. Quadri has represented Nigeria at two Olympics, the 2012 London Games and the 2016 Rio Games. In Rio de Janeiro 4 years ago, Quadri became the first African to reach an Olympic quarterfinal. He says he hopes to have even better results at next year's Olympics in Tokyo. And to that end, Quadri recently moved from Portugal to join the German club, TTC Ronsprudel Fulda Mabrazel. Iron Mike Mbonye asked Aruna Quadri about his move to Bundesliga table tennis.
After about 10 years of playing in Portuguese league, similarly, I won almost everything. For years, I've been one of the best players here in Portugal. I think it's very, very important to change the level of the league that I will be playing since Olympic Games is coming, and it will be very important to get well prepared. So I changed purposely because I know that if I will be playing in German league, my level will be a little bit improved a lot, and my game will get better and better, and this will help me a lot in Olympic Games. So when I got invitation to play in German league, I was so happy and excited because it's like a dream come true. I've been expecting this for years, and finally I think I am totally fulfilled that I'm going to be playing in one of the best leagues in Europe.
You played professional table tennis in Portugal for 10 years. What was the experience like?
Yes, just like I explained earlier, I've been in Portugal for 10 years, and for me, I feel something like home away from home. Here is like home. Portugal is my second home. It's always been very good. We won several titles. Similarly, outside of Portugal, we have been doing very well, especially the last 2 years. We played in Champions League. We got to semi-final. We played ETTU as well. We got to semi-final. So I think it's a very good experience. But of course, moving to Germany will be some kind of different experience. I mean, it's going to be much more difficult and tougher than here in Portugal.
As the only African to play in Germany now, what are your expectations?
Yes, it's true. I'm the only African that will be playing in Bundesliga this season. Do not forget, Omar Asar played already like 3 seasons. And I'm very happy that I'll be playing finally in Bundesliga. You know, just like every other teams, we want to win. We want to do very, very well. And individually, I really want to support the team. I want to give almost everything for the team. I'm going to be giving my best. And I pray to God to favor me in some of my matches. I'm always looking forward to good luck. You know, it's very, very important for me when there is good luck. Of course, I've been working very hard and I'm preparing very well, and hopefully I'm going to be playing my first ever match in Bundesliga on Sunday. So I'm looking forward to the match, and I'm looking forward to giving everything, and we will see how it goes.
That's Aruna Quadri, a Nigerian professional table tennis player, and he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Germany. And here are some fun facts about Olympic and professional table tennis player Aruna Quadri. He says he learned to play the game on the streets of Oyo. In a 2018 interview at the Olympic.org website, Quadri said he first picked up a bat when he was 7 years old. And in his words, on the street, you had to pay some money to get the chance to play. And then when you won, you got the chance to continue until someone was able to beat you. It was good for my match skills. It was just for fun, but after about 3 years of practice, I realized I could really hit the table tennis ball.
Sporty greetings. I'm Arun Okori, Nigerian professional table tennis player, presently playing for Ron Sprudel Fudal Mabaset Club of Germany. You're listening to the Sony Side of Sport on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contacting COVID-19. Thanks.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and U.S. Centers for Disease Control say coughing and sneezing can spread COVID-19. Physical distancing, staying at least 1 meter away from people outside your family, can protect everyone. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. It's day three of the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament in New York. The AP's Graham Agars reports on Tuesday's Day 2 action.
Serena Williams led a successful day for seeded American hopes on Day 2 of the U.S. Open. Williams joining second seed Sophia Kennan, seventh seed Madison Keys, Amanda Anisimova, and former champion Sloane Stephens in the second round, all advancing with straight set wins. In men's action, the win of the day came from former champion Andy Murray, whose return to tennis took a big boost with a comeback five-set win over Japan's Yoshihito Nishioka.
It was a pretty special one to get through, really, because I didn't play my best. No one there watching. Long match, five-setter, first one I played in a long time, so it's a great effort to get through.
Francis Tiafoe also survived a tough opening round, winning 7-5 in the fourth over the Italian Andrea Seppi. I'm Graham Agars.
Hi, I'm Francis Tiafoe. You're listening to Sunnyside of Sports on Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Thanks, David. That's David Vandy, the host of the VOA's African Beat Music Show. On the African Sports Beat, Uganda Cranes junior goalkeeper Joel Mutebwa says he believes hard work can help him fulfill his dream of playing for a top European football club. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, let's listen in again to Joel's conversation with Magume Davis Rakawinge in Kampala. Magume asked Joel, when did you start playing serious football?
Serious football, I started it when I joined Jinja SS. I joined the school team. We played in the regional league. That was in 2013, actually. Then we qualified to the big league and Super League, actually.
Which is Uganda's national football league.
Which is Uganda's national league.
Eventually, you showed your worth and you are selected to become a member of Uganda Cranes squad. You played for Uganda Cranes squad that eventually won the SEKAFA Championship in 2019. Tell us about that experience.
Actually, it wasn't from Jinja SS that I was selected to represent in the SEKAFA Challenge tournament. Because after I left Jinja SS, I joined Soana, currently known as Toro United. It's from there that I was called. It was last year. I was called to the Chan team. Yeah, but actually, it was in the SEKAFA tournament that I got the opportunity to feature for the team. and we eventually won the trophy with the team, yeah.
How much did it mean, you winning your first honours as winning the SEKAFA championship?
It was a dream come true, because that's what I was dreaming, to represent my nation and at least to grab silverware with my for my country.
Uganda has excellent goalkeepers. The latest now can say the Uganda Cranes captain, Dennis Onyango, who plays for South Africa Giants, Mamelodi Sundowns. And we have had others, previous past players. Even present, we have Jamal Salim, we have others. Who of these keepers inspires you to become a better keeper?
Of course, it's our national team captain, Dennis Masindo Onyango. He's someone that we look up to. He's someone who we want to be sort of, because he's successful, he has featured, he's a recognized player on the African continent, and when you look at Onyango, it gives you the zeal to work and become a better goalkeeper, so that you can also be recognized and reach greater heights.
As I said, we have Salim Jamal, who plays for Sudanese club Al Hilal. We have Robert Odonkal, who plays for Guinea club Horaya. These are African Giants. They play in the Championship of Africa. We have Charles Lukwago, who plays for KCCA, which has been taking leagues here in Uganda. And you are also part of the Uganda Cranes. You are supposed to compete with them. Do you see yourself challenging them and becoming Uganda Cranes number one?
Right now, what I can say is, I have a lot to learn from them. So whenever we are called upon in the camp and those guys are there, I just want to learn more, because they are more experienced than I am. They have played more bigger tournaments than I have. But I know one day, one time, my time will come.
All of these players, except for Charles Lukwago, Odonkala, Robert, Jamal, of course, Dennis Masinde, Onyango, all of these people are playing for their clubs that are not in Uganda. They are playing for professional football, but outside the country. Do you have these ambitions, and do you see yourself probably becoming like one of them, playing for bigger clubs, even joining European leagues?
Yeah, actually, I have that in mind, because I don't want to play for the local league for so long. Because I want to become professional, because that's my dream. I want to become professional and compete elsewhere, out of Uganda and maybe out of Africa.
And what are you doing about that?
Actually, that brings me back to working hard, training, and being listening. I be a good listener to my coaches, the advice they give me, and have to be disciplined, because discipline is the key to everything.
What would you say are the major qualities that you have as a goalkeeper?
What I can say is I'm good at crosses, 1v1 situations, ball distribution, reflexes, and shot stopping and penalty kicks.
You have it all?
Not all, actually.
Because if you can even take penalties, you're saying you're good at that.
I meant saving penalties, sorry. Saving penalties, yeah. Those are some of the attributes of the keeper, good goalkeeper. But you have to be good at game reading, yeah, because that changes from game to game, you know, game situations. You have to be involved in the game for the 90 minutes, such that, because we are the last line of defense, whatever ball goes past us, it's a goal, yeah. So we have to limit on our mistakes, actually.
Talking about you discipline and you being able to train and work hard to achieve your aspirations of becoming Uganda's number one and playing professional soccer, even joining European leagues. Now we're in COVID times, and we understand soccer and other football activities have been banned. What are you doing to keep fit? Because you can't just be going to bed and sleep. What are you doing to keep fit?
Actually, there are some workouts that you can get over. Our coaches sent us. So we just try those workouts. Actually, it's for trying to build our muscle mass, trying to keep the fitness, though there's limited practice with the ball, but still. You can't lose your sense of ball handling overnight. But once your body is fit and it coordinates well, That's ball handling is easy. You can go back to the field 1 week, 2 weeks, then you're back to your normal self.
Back home here, as a goalkeeper here in Uganda, what would you say are the challenges you keepers face and soccer players face?
Basically, lack of equipment is our main challenge. The gloves, you know, quality of gloves we have here in Uganda, it's very poor, actually. Now, on the training ground, you know, the ground is bumpy and very hard. So injuries, bruises, and some drills, actually, because when you go to YouTube and watch those guys training, they have a lot of equipment for different drills, which we lack in Uganda here. Yeah.
Do you think being called by the national team, the Uganda Cranes, to be part of it has helped you develop as a soccer player?
Yeah, it has helped me, actually. It has helped develop my confidence, because the coach there, Coach Kajoba, gives us drills that help us to try and improve on our footwork, you know, agility and coordination, you know. But most importantly is the confidence. And there's no shortcut in goalkeeping. You just have to work, and work.
That's Uganda Cranes goalkeeper Joel Mutabwa. And he spoke with Magume Davis Rakawinj in Kampala.
Hello, listeners. My name is Mutakwa Joel, goalkeeper, player of Chetume FC, and a member of the Ghana Cranes Sekafa Senior Challenge Cup Winners 2019. Listen to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America.
This is The Voice of America. Washington, Bamboozit. DC.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Thanks, Haiti. That's my VOA colleague, Haiti Fitzpatrick. In National Basketball Association playoff action Tuesday night, the Boston Celtics and Denver Nuggets both scored victories in Orlando, Florida. The Nuggets pulled out a narrow victory against the Utah Jazz to advance to the second round. The AP's Bruce Morton reports.
The Nuggets blew a big lead but had just enough at the end in an 80-78 Game 7 victory over Utah. Nikola Jokic hit the game-winning hoop with 27 seconds left. He was game-high with 30 points for Denver, which became only the 12th team to win an NBA playoff series after trailing 3-1.
Before the series started, I felt that it's going to be an interesting series. But after a 3-1, I didn't think it was going to be this interesting. So glad that we won the game and glad that we won the series.
The Nuggets led by 19, only to fall behind 68-65 early in the fourth quarter. Mike Conley had a chance for a game-winning three-pointer at the buzzer, but his shot rimmed around and out. I'm Bruce Morton.
Thanks, Bruce. Meanwhile, the Boston Celtics rallied in the second half to beat the defending NBA champion Toronto Raptors, as we hear now from the AP's John Letherby.
Boston overcame a 12-point deficit late in the third quarter to defeat Toronto 102-99, taking a 2-0 series lead in their Eastern Conference semifinal. Jason Tatum had a huge game for the Celtics, the game's high scorer with 34 points, going a perfect 14-for-14 from the charity stripe. Marcus Smart added 19 points, but he did it in style by draining 6 three-pointers.
Just kept telling myself all you need is one to go in, and you'll be right back there. And once I saw the first one go in, I knew that the next time I catch him, I'm shooting.
OG Anunoby was the Raptors' top scorer with 20, while Fred VanVleet chipped in with 19. Game 3 is Thursday night. I'm John Leatherby.
Thanks, John. The NBA playoffs continue later Wednesday night with two more games in Florida. The Miami Heat will meet the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 2 of their second round series. Miami won the opening game 115-104. And the Oklahoma City Thunder will play the Houston Rockets in the decisive Game 7 of their first-round playoff series.
Yo, 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 sporty greetings, man. I'm Evelyn Akato, forward for the Tigress Nigerian Women's National Team, and Flams Carollo Basket. Bonjour, bonjour, my people. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contacting COVID-19. Thank you so much.
In the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, Bob Rivers, Spike O'Neill, Joe Bryant, and friends did a parody of a Beatles song to remind us that washing your hands is good and fun. Let's give it a listen. Wash your hands and no high fives, no high fives. I'm Sonny Young and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 UTC on The Voice of America.
Thanks, Steve. That's my VOA colleague, Steve Miller. Finally, with early round tennis action taking place at the U.S. Open in New York, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to Jimmy Connors, who won 5 U.S. Open singles titles. Connors is celebrating his 68th birthday on this Wednesday. Overall, Jimmy Connors won 8 major titles, and by virtue of his long and prolific career, he holds 3 prominent open-era men's singles records, 109 titles, 1,557 matches played, and 1,274 match wins. Happy 68th birthday to American tennis great Jimmy Connors. And that wraps up the September 2nd edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. We'll be right back.
in a minute.
The temperature of the sun's surface is thought to be between 5 to 10,000 degrees Celsius. As the sun's energy makes its way up from its surface through its atmosphere, that temperature is amplified to between a half million to over a million degrees Celsius at the top layer of its atmosphere, or corona. A group of researchers at India's National Center for Radioastrophysics say they may have found what causes this solar heat amplification phenomenon. The scientists say they recently discovered numerous tiny flashes of radio light from all over the sun, which they determined to be small magnetic explosions. They theorize that while each of these little explosions are quite weak, the combined power of them all is what helps ramp up the corona's blazing hot temperature. A study published in the astrophysical journal Letters details the findings. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
What's up? What's going on, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
We run everything. Yeah. Radio. Yeah. And club.
Yeah. This is Upfront,
the hottest program on the Voice of America.
The hottest under the sun.
Listen to Upfront each Wednesday at 1730 UTC on the Voice of America for great music. Well, I personally like rock and roll. Led Zeppelin makes me go crazy.
You need cooling, baby, I'm not fooling.
It's hot, man. It's hot.
The Voice of America brings you music from Africa.
Hello, I am David Vandy. Join me on the African beat.
Join me, Matthew Lavoie, for Music Time in Africa.
And music for Africa.
What's up? It's your man, Rod Murray, representing VOA's Hip Hop Connection.
All 1 hour music shows, African Beat comes twice, Monday through Friday at 9 and 20 hours UTC. Music Time in Africa is broadcast twice Saturdays and Sundays, also at 9 and 20 hours UTC. Hip Hop Connection airs on Fridays at 21 hours UTC and again on Saturdays at 15 hours. A new show airs at 21 hours and again on Sundays at 15 hours. It's what you want on the Voice of America on radio and on the web at www.voaafrica.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is the Voice of America's Sonny Young. Please join me Monday through Friday at 16:30 and 18:30 UTC for the Sunny Side of Sports. On Fridays, you can also hear my expanded 30-minute edition of the show at 17:30 UTC, right here on the English to Africa service of the Voice of America.
Take your pick, watch on television, log on to the internet, or listen right here on the radio. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
Voice of America's global news program, International Edition, brings you the biggest stories of the day. Our global correspondents report the news objectively and comprehensively, keeping you informed about important world events. International Edition provides analysis from the most seasoned experts around the world to put the day's events into context to better understand what's happening and how it may affect you. Listen to International Edition Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 Universal Time on the Voice of America or your local affiliate. You can also listen to the show on demand by visiting the program page at voanews.com or by subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcasts. VOA's International Edition, your go-to source for accurate, comprehensive, and objective news.